Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day or night or whatever it is when you are listening to this. I want to thank you for returning to me. If you are coming back to me, and if you are new here, then welcome, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. So, I actually had a completely different topic that I was going to talk about. And then something happened this morning and I was like, fuck that. This is what I'm going to talk about today. So here I am. And also I'm a day late, but you know what? Life happens and I'm still showing up anyway. So let's get into it. So for those of you who know me personally or follow me on Instagram, I broke my foot March 3rd of this year, and it was a, I don't even have a good story, like, about how I broke my foot. Everybody asked me, and I'm literally like, I just walked on it wrong. There's nothing exciting about it. It's not like I was freaking ninja kicking somebody or, like, doing something really cool, like cartwheels with my daughter or whatever. No, I fucking just walked on it wrong and broke it. And it's a really rare fracture. When I went to the emergency room, the guy, the doctor, was like, so I've seen 3 of these cases in my 20 years of practice. And I'm like, that's, you know, lucky me. So it's basically, it's called a Lisfranc fracture. And it is in the arch of your foot. So I broke those bones. And it is the type of fracture where you literally cannot move it. And if it is misaligned some certain type of way, you have to have surgery. And thank God that it was fine. Like, it was broken, but it wasn't misaligned. So he's like, okay, what we need to do is basically just put your foot in a fucking cast. You cannot move it. You cannot weight bear. Nothing for 8 weeks. And of course I cried when I heard that because it was so devastating. It was so devastating to me. And I know, you know, some of you may be like, okay, get over it. It's just a broken foot. But honestly, it rocked my world. It really did. It rocked my world. It totally fucked with my mind in so many ways. I am such the type of person that I am go, go, go all the time. Like, I like being doing things, going out places, you know, I don't like sitting around doing nothing. And that literally is what I had to do. And obviously, like, I wasn't completely helpless, but I had to rest. I was forced to rest my body and I was forced to just kind of be. I was forced to ask for help when, you know, that's another thing I struggle with. I like to do things myself and just kind of get it done, get it over with, not wait for people. And yeah, it had been a fucking trip. And honestly, like I said, I cried when I got the news that I had to be in a cast. I had to get used to, you know, being on one leg and fucking tripping over everything and falling. I fell so many times and getting used to the crutches. And it was a trip. It was a fucking trip. This is the first time. I am 31 years old. I'm going to be 32 in October. I have never in my life broken a fucking bone. So that was another thing that I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I've been an athlete, like, my entire childhood. I was an athlete. I had obviously had injuries. I've torn my MCL and, you know, my knees were not my friend. But this was just like, holy balls. 8 weeks. 8 weeks of just totally revamping my fucking everything from showering. I had to sit down in the shower because I couldn't get the cast wet. So I had one of those. I don't know if any of you have ever had a cast on your leg, but it's like a huge fucking condom, basically, that you have to put over the cast to keep the water out. And I had to, like, sit down on a stool with my cast up and on the side of the tub with the fucking huge ass condom on. And oh my God, it was a trip. So, also, you know, fitness and working out every day is literally my therapy. And I didn't honestly realize how important it was to me and my mental health until this happened. because the first week, I was like, oh my God, I can't work out. Like, I can't do anything. Like, what am I going to do? This is awful. I'm prepping for my wedding in July. So I was like, holy fuck, I had just literally completed a program that I fucking loved, 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 got amazing results from, and I was planning on doing it again. And this fucking happened. So I didn't realize how important exercise was in my mentality until this happened and I had to revamp. And like I just said, I stopped working out basically for the first week because I was just in that like shock of like, holy fuck, what am I supposed to do with like everything? And then I kind of got myself out of that mentality and was like, you know what? I don't have to stop completely. I'll just modify, I'll do abs, I'll do upper body, and band work and stuff like that, which was fine. I mean, I'm glad I was still able to do it, but I tell you what, guys, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same as being able to stand up and fucking like do squats. Do squats, take a couple steps, like insane. So this morning, yesterday, which is why pretty much I'm a day late on getting this podcast out, yesterday I got the cast off. Holy fucking emotional, like I can't even explain it to you guys. I really can't even explain how freeing and how fucking grateful I am to have my leg back. Even though it's not, obviously 100% and I still have to take it easy. Well, not really. I mean, the doctor literally said, don't baby it. Like, it's going to be fucking sore because it's just, you haven't used it. And that's the only reason why. Your bones are healed. You're young. It should be fine. But don't baby it. But yeah, it is for sure sore from walking on it and just disuse. So this morning was my first workout. Where I could stand up and like actually like do a squat, do like movements like squatting side to side. Like I feel like I'm gonna get emotional again about it today. This morning I fucking cried. I cried. I bawled after I finished my workout because I'm gonna cry now. I literally missed it so much. I was so grateful, so fucking grateful that I had the mobility left, like regained. And I have put my body through absolute fucking hell for years. For years. I hated my body. I treated it like shit. I literally like tormented this vessel that holds my soul for years. Essentially my entire life. And here I am for the first time. So fucking grateful. I'm so grateful for this body that I have and just being able to heal. The incredible fucking ability for your body to heal bones that have broken. I don't even know how to explain what I'm feeling besides genuinely, truly grateful for the first time in my life for my body and for what it does to me. After everything I put it through. For years. And it's healing and it's healed. And obviously, it's gonna take time to get back to full strength. But my fucking God, it amazes me. And it was just the biggest like release and just pure gratefulness for being able to move. Because there are so many people out there that are injured for life, that lose their fucking limbs, that, like, I cannot even imagine. Here I am, I broke my foot and I'm fucking, like, a wreck. So I guess wanted to just explain to you guys that take a moment. Take a moment. You know, if you're sitting there and you have just been treating your body like absolute shit, you know, starving yourself, throwing up, binging, over-exercising, you know, overeating, just hating, is throwing so much hate and self-talk and negative self-talk and just treating your body like absolute shit, you guys. What are you doing? What are you doing? You have one body. One body to get you through this life. Your body was chosen by your soul to carry you through this journey. How are you treating it? Are you feeding it with love or are you feeding it with hate? I like, this is a radical. This is fucking radical for me. And I just want to bring awareness around the need to be grateful for your body and to love your fucking body. And regardless of if you have put it through hell, what are you going to do to change it? What are you going to do to change it? I'll tell you right now, I'm going to start every day with talking kindly. And literally, before I get out of bed, I'm going to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to live another day. Thank you for these 2 feet that I am able to put on the floor to propel my body forward. Thank you for allowing me to have the strength to heal, not only in my physical, but my mental mentality. We are able to heal and regenerate, and that is powerful. And I'll tell you what, it's like this all came full circle. And that's what always happens. I was pushing my body really hard with that last program that I was doing. And I'm not saying it was in an unhealthy way, but my feet for sure were killing me after each workout because it was high intensity. It was high intensity. My sneakers are old. I don't have like insoles or anything like that, which I will tell you right now I'm going to invest in because my feet killed. They did. They killed after every workout and I just ignored it. And I just pushed through and I pushed through and I pushed through and I didn't listen. I didn't fucking listen to my body. And guess what? My body was like, meh, fuck you. You're not gonna listen. Like, this is what's gonna happen because you need to fucking rest and you need to regenerate and you need to give us a fucking break. You know? So, it was fucking hell to go through. But I am so grateful. Because I honestly feel like this is what I needed to wake the fuck up and start taking care of my body and listening. Like, really listening. And I'm such a person, I'm like, you know, I'm very intuitive and I understand these things. And I talk about this all the time to everybody. Like, listen to your body. Like, your body is strong, your body knows what it needs. Yet, what did I do? I didn't fucking listen. I just pushed through. I pushed through. And lesson learned. Lesson fucking learned. I'm gonna listen to my body. I'm gonna take care of my body. I'm gonna eat better. I'm gonna fuel my body, man. I tell you what. Because I've fallen into this habit again of eating shit. Eating shit that doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel tired. You know, I'll eat fast food more often than I need to. And I'm definitely a believer in balance. I mean, that's just life. And that's just the way I live my life. Some people are okay with like cutting out every single thing in the world, and that's your jam. Whatever feels good to you is my point. Whatever feels good to you, do that. Honor, though, your body. Honor this vessel that is holding your soul and that is trucking you along on this journey, because you don't fucking know if you're gonna wake up or not the next day. You don't fucking know if you're gonna have use of one of your limbs one day, you know? I was literally just walking to the bathroom and I stepped the wrong way and my foot fucking broke. Because I was putting it through such trauma and not listening to it screaming, "Hey, I need extra support. I need fucking rest. Give me a break." So it literally fucking broke. You know? Listen. Listen. And I'm so like, oh man, today was so powerful. It was so powerful because it was like, this is why. This is the reason. Like the universe literally slapped me in the face with this break, and, you know, lesson learned. Lesson learned to listen and to honor this body. Honor this body wholeheartedly. Because it's a fucking trooper. It's a trooper. So thank you, body, for putting up with years of abuse and trauma and hate and still fucking pushing through and healing and allowing me to be here and allowing me to push forward and to go wherever the fuck I want to go. I love you guys. I hope this helped, and I hope, you know, it doesn't even have to be anything physically. Whatever you're going through right now, as hard as it may be, trust that there's a reason. Trust that you will find the reason and that you will understand the reason, and that things do not happen to you, they happen for you. And I think that's the biggest lesson for me, at least. This happened for me in order to open my eyes to what I was doing to my body and to open my eyes, you know, to be fucking grateful, to be grateful. So I love you guys. You will make it through. You can do hard things. There is a lesson for everything. Trust in the universe, God, whatever, whoever you believe in. Trust that it is happening for you, not to you. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I love you all. Definitely leave me a comment in the show notes on iTunes. You can follow me on Instagram at Oracle Insight Mama. I will see you guys next week.